Good morning. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining the Alchemy first quarter 2020 results conference call. As a reminder, all participants are in listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. Should anyone need assistance during the conference call, they may signal an operator by pressing star and zero on their telephone. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Ms. Matilde Cucuzza, IR of Alchemy. Please go ahead, madam.
Good morning, everyone. I am Matilde Cucuzza, IR of Alchemy, and I'm here today with the chairman, Alessandro Mattiacci, the CEO, Duccio Vitali, and the CFO, Claudio Benasso. Thank you all for joining us for the first quarterly results conference call of Alchemy. Today, we will present Q1 2020 figures. We would like to inform you that the presentation of the results is available on our website at alchemy.com in the investor relations section. Please note that some of the comments shared on this call will contain forward-looking statements that could differ materially from actual results. Please refer to May 14, 2020 press release and to the risk factors section of our 2019 financial statement. Thank you. I now pass the word to the CEO of Alchemy, Duccio Vitali.
Okay, thanks, Matilde, and good morning, everyone. So I guess you have the document in front of you, so I would go to slide 5, please. So the first quarter of 2020 ended positively for Alchemy, taking into account that we are faced with one of the most serious crises of recent history. Indeed, Alchemy defined a new organization and a new go-to-market strategy focused on the development of large projects with greater value added and greater profitability on 50 primary customers. This way, Alchemy laid the foundation for the industrialization of its business model in order to capture the expansion and continued growth of the digital transformation market, expanding its range of offer, integrating the new skills acquired. In the first 3 months of 2020, we recorded the first positive results of the implementation of the new organization in terms of customer management and greater efficiency. In Q1 2020, the group returned to an organic sales increase, posting an organic growth of 5.1% year-on-year at group level and 12.1% in Italy. Alchemy also recorded a significant increase in marginality compared to last year's first quarter. In Q1 2020, the COVID-19 emergency has heavily impacted all the countries in which we operate. This unprecedented health crisis had limited impact on Alchemy's business in Italy, as our activities are critical for our clients, particularly in this phase, and thanks to our strong backlog, which supported us during the first month of the lockdown. Alchemy considers the health of its people and stakeholders, of course, a top priority. Therefore, we have placed the totality of our employees in work from home since the end of February, in Italy and since March also in Spain, Mexico, and Serbia. As a company leader in the implementation of digital business model transformation, from the very start of the emergency, we provided our employees with the necessary technology to ensure the continuity of the project with our customers, maintaining the same level of business operation and productivity. So if we move to slide 6, so we can go through the main financial results of Q1, which due to the seasonality is usually the weakest quarter of the year in terms of both revenues and margin contribution. So in the first quarter of 2020, the turnover was 19.33 million euros, posting, as we said, a 5.1% organic growth year over year, in which reported, last year reported 18.39 million euros, thanks to the management of our Tier 1 and Tier 2 current customers and projects, relying on a strong backlog. EBITDA went from being negative for minus 810,000 euros in Q1 2019 to the positive figure of 313,000 euros, plus 600 basis points in EBITDA margin, thanks to the increase in projects with higher marginality and the efficiency deriving from the new organization. The EBIT was equal to minus 100,000 euros, showing a strong improvement compared to minus 1.2 million euros in Q1 2019, thanks to the better operating results just commented. EBT was minus 503,000 euros compared to minus 1.49 million euros in Q1 2019. Group net result was minus €0.67 million compared to -€1.25 million in Q1 2019. Gross cash flow at March 31st, 2020 was €0.5 million compared to -€0.68 million of the previous year, mainly thanks to the better results of the operating activities. The net financial position at the end of March 2019 was negative for €20.1 million, down €0.9 million compared to the NFP of at the end of last year. Our CFO, Claudio Minasso, will comment on the details later. So now if we go to slide 7, so, and we enter into the results of Q1 concerning the top line. So as just said, the Q1 2020 revenues are €19.33 million compared to Q1 2019, which were €18.39 million, with an organic growth year-over-year of 5.1%, while organic growth in the Italian sector returned to double digits, so plus 12.1%. And by the way, we didn't register any change of perimeter in this quarter, so this is purely organic, of course. So Q1 2020 international turnover was 30% of total compared to 35% in Q1 2019 due to the more than proportionally strong performance of the Italian companies. The weaker performance of foreign revenues is mainly related to the business of the Mexican subsidiary, which has a relatively higher exposure to travel and hospitality, so particularly suffering from COVID-19 emergency, causing an impact on Altimis group performance. Giving our more details regarding the Italian company's Q1, so the parent company's turnover, which include also BizUp, grew 10% year-on-year as a result of the new organization and new strategy focused on primary, so the Tier 1 and Tier 2 clients. The turnover of Lunatac, so the data and analytics company acquired in 2018, grew by 23% year-on-year, confirming Altimis' ability to integrate and exploit new capabilities. In Q1 2020, growth was mainly registered on current customers in continuity with large projects. It is therefore an evolution of the backlog, since it was not possible to do relevant new business. Indeed, we are still in a waiting phase regarding customers. We hope to gain more visibility by the end of the month. If we move to slide 8, we talk about EBITDA. First, we would like to remind you that due to the seasonality, Q1 is usually the weakest quarter in terms of margin contribution. So nevertheless, Q1 2020 showed a positive result in terms of marginality. So EBITDA was €310,000 compared to -€810,000 of Q1 2019, showing a strong year-on-year growth, thanks to the efficiency of the new organization and development of larger clients' projects with higher value added. I continue to confirm this point because that was a key part of our strategy as shared last year. So we did not record any one-off income or expense in the quarter, therefore adjusted and reported EBITDA are fully aligned. EBITDA margin was positive and equal to 1.6% in Q1 2020 compared to -4.2% last year, recording growth of 600 percentage points thanks to the lower impact of cost on revenues coming from the efficiency of the new organization. Now we move to the NFP, and I will give the word to our CFO, Claudio Minasso.
Thank you, Duccio. Good morning, everyone. Okay, if you go to slide 9, a review of net financial position. Net financial position at March 31st, 2020 was €21.40 million negative, down €0.9 million compared to net financial position at December 2019, which was negative €90.2 million. The variation, which is in line with our expectation, is mainly explained for €1.6 million negative by the increase in short-term loans from other financial backers, mainly referring to receivable assigned to a factory company relating to a specific position with the customer in telecom sector. For minus €0.4 million by the increase in medium-term bank loans contracted in the period. In February 2020, in order to facilitate the financial management of the group, Alchemy entered in a medium-term loan of 0.5 million euro with Credem for a duration of 36 months with repayment by quarterly statement with the final terms in February 2023. For minus 0.5 million euros by the increase in short-term bank loan mainly related to advance on invoice. For plus 1.45 million euros for greater liquidity on bank deposits. At March 31, 2020, gross debt was composed by 13.9 million euro of financial debt, which 9.4 million euro medium long term and 2.9 short term banks loan and 1.6 million euro of previously commented factory debt. By 13.4 million euro on put option deriving from M&A activities, by 3.9 million euros of financial leases due to IFRS 16 principle. So we can go to slide 10, and now we can have a look on the net trade working capital. Q1 typically presents positive seasonality in terms of working capital, as in Q4 we usually achieve a peak in revenues and the related receivable are collected in Q1 of the following year. In Q1 2020, the positive cash generation from the decrease in net financial trade working capital plus 0.86 million euro was lower in comparison to Q1 2019, mainly due to the extension of payment terms that we granted to three top clients because of specific situation. We want to highlight that the whole due amounts of those credits have been regularly paid on the end of April. And in Q1, net working capital over last 12 months revenues is 16%, improving by 1.4 percentage points compared to the same ratio of December 2019. Now let's have a quick view of financial statement in slide 11, 12, and 13. And in slide 11, looking at P&L, and as previously said by the CEO, Q1 2020 revenues grow by 5.1% compared to Q1 2019. This increase is mostly due to the Italian companies who outperformed in the period. One in Mexico, there was contraction of revenues due to exposure with customers of tourism and leisure segment. Operating costs showed an increase in efficiency, decreasing by 1% year on year, and therefore reducing the impact on revenue by 6% compared to Q1 2019. It is noted that the cost for service decreased by 1.1% compared to the same quarter of the previous year. And in particular, it also decreased the item customer service, although directly related to revenues, which instead grew over the quarter. This efficiency is due to the action taken with the reorganization, which lead to the internalization of certain activities, especially in technological area, which previously were instead outsourced. Moreover, even if the average number of employees went from 512 in Q1 2019 to 536 in Q1 2020, the cost of labor decreased by 0.6% over the same period. This reduction is due to the rationalization of personal cost of Italian companies, which more than compensated from the increase in the workforce of the foreign subsidiaries that are characterized by a lower unit cost. The greater efficiency resulted in a more than proportional increase of plus 600 basis points in EBITDA margin compared to Q1 2019, which had instead a negative contribution to marginality, as already commented by the CEO. Financial charges went from 0.2 million euro in Q1 2019 to 0.42 million euro in Q1 2020. The increase is mostly due to the forex losses that originated on the sales and purchase transaction made in USD by the Mexican subsidiary. following the depreciation in Mexican peso against the dollar, which in March saw an increase in USD and Mexican pesos by more than 20% just in a month. Now we can have a look about the balance sheet at slide 11. Net invested capital at March 31st, 2020 was 51.4 million euro compared to 51.1 million euro at 2019 and consists of approximately 40.4 million euro of net working capital compared for 30.9 at full year 2019. 41.5 million euro of fixed asset compared to 41.6 at full year 2019, on which 31.8 million euro of goodwill, 3.9 million euro of right of use leasing, and 4.4 million euro of the final employees' living entitlement compared to 4.35 million euro at full year 2019. Shareholder equity decreased by 2% since December 2019, mainly due to the net result of the period, negative 0.49 million euro, partially compensated by the increase on stock option reserve. Net financial position at March 31, 2020 is negative for 20.1 million euros, while ante IFRS 16 was negative from 60.2 million euro compared to the negative net financial position at the end of December 2019, which was negative 90.2 as previously committed. Finally, in slide 13, looking at the cash flow statement, Q1 2020 gross cash flow was 0.9 million euro positive compared to 0.7 million euro negative at Q1 2019. The increase year on year is mostly due to the better operating result of the period. Q1 2020 operating cash flow was negative 0.4 million euro compared to 1.2 million euro positive of Q1 2019, mostly due to the lower cash generated for net trade working capital compared to Q1 2019. Partially compensated by the better operating result. Ordinary capex are in line with company standards, about 0.53% of revenue. Q1 2020 free cash flow before acquisition is equal 0.45 million euro compared with 1.1 million euro at Q1 2019. The decrease is mostly explained by the increase in financial charges, as previously commented. Total charge in cash for the period was 1.45 million euro compared to 0.66 million euro in Q1 2019, mainly due to the new financial debt as previously commented. So now I give the word back to the CEO, Duccio Vitali, for the same final remarks. Thank you.
Okay, so yes, after having described in details the results for Q1, so let's have a look ahead. So as we said, we will continue implementing the strategy on focusing on large accounts, which has brought already the first positive results, both in terms of organic growth and margins, which are both our objectives. So we will also continue the process of evolution of our offering, integrating the new skills acquired with the entry into the group of Nunatak, so the data analytics back 2018, and Design Group Italia with design on product spaces in 2019. So as we already said, so this crisis is offering opportunities to Alchemy. So the services offered by Alchemy aim at the digital transformation and innovation of the business models of medium and large companies will be structurally necessary for our current and future customers, both to navigate the current emergency and to be competitive and successful in the new recovery scenario. Indeed, as we said, this emergency is showing a great opportunity for all companies to finally innovate their business model, and therefore is going to be a huge opportunity for Alchemy too, as we are the key enabler of transformation in our relevant markets. Indeed, in a post-lockdown scenario, we expect an acceleration of investments in business transformation by companies active across all sectors in which we operate, so banks, utilities, telco, retail, mass market, and so on. The investments will concern communication, marketing strategies, and sales, the consequent rethinking of physical and digital touch points and the interaction between them, the adaptation of internal technology and processes to companies. Many customers will move from the urgency phase of digitization to the vital necessary phase, so the Decreto Liquidità and the other tools being defined by the governments will offer additional stimulus even for those companies that would not have the resources to face the necessary investment. However, the lockdown and social distancing measures undertaken in the main geographies in which you operate have led to a slowdown of the business, especially, as we said, in Spain and Mexico, related to some customers waiting for greater visibility over the year, generating an impact on Alchemy's results in the short term. To give more details, we have already started to see the first impact, mostly related to clients exposed to travel and hospitality, which are not part of our portfolio or are very very limited in Italy, but are important, especially in Mexico. However, we expect that once the containment measures will be lifted or eased in the coming months, our offering will emerge stronger and with better structural growth opportunities. Even if it is difficult in this phase to actively perform on new business, the pipeline continues to be interesting, in particular in the Italian market, which is more resilient. We will continue to follow with extreme attention the evolution of the business and the economic scenario with continuous monitoring of the position with our customers. We have already put in place and we will keep on implementing all the necessary measures aimed at containing costs. At the moment, we have not placed any of our employees in temporary layoff schemes made available by authorities in Italy. We have designed three contingency plans based on three different scenarios, and in a precautionary way, we have activated all the channels to access the tools provided by the government and the banks. But at the moment, our financial strength allows us to postpone any decision regarding temporary layoffs to when we will have greater visibility of the evolution of the business. So, last slide I would like to describe is the one on slide 15, where we have the market. So, you know, because it's something that we describe always, that the market where we are in is a 6 billion market, which is pretty big. And it was expected to grow at the range in between 6-7%. And based on the new recent estimates caused by the crisis, we expect that this growth will be even higher, so in the range of 10%, which means almost half a billion generated year over year. So as we said, this crisis is accelerating the opportunity that we have as a company. Okay, so this is sort of concluding our exposition, but now we would like to leave floor to the Q&A.
Excuse me, this is the Chorus Call conference operator. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. To remove yourself from the question queue, please press star and two. Please pick up the receiver when asking questions. Anyone who has a question may press star and one at this time. The first question is from Gianluca Bertuzzo with Intermonte. Please go ahead.
Hello, good morning to everybody, and thank you for the presentation. First of all, congratulations for the improvement in profitability mainly. On this topic, I was wondering if this improvement is something sustainable, structural, and whether Alchemy could close or is aiming to close the profitability gap versus other players in the sector. Then still on this topic, if you want to commit to any profitability target for this year. And last question for the moment, if you maybe could provide more color on what has happened compared to the last conference call a couple of months ago, mainly in terms of business development and the pace of growth you are expecting for second quarter and maybe for the year. Thank you.
Okay, so in terms of the profitability, So these results in terms of increase of profitability are basically due on one side to the efficiency that we carried out last year. So we said that we develop a new organization, which on top of being more effective versus top clients is also more efficient. And we closed a couple of businesses that were not profitable. And so this is something that, of course, will be maintained over the course of the year because these are efficiency full stop and one-off. The second area where we are growing is in terms of profitability also is the focus on larger projects and larger clients. And this, of course, is something that over time we have to improve, and we have just started. And then there is the third element, which is the one of scale. So we expect to continue our growth, and this will of course allow us to have a better profitability. So the path versus closing the gap is of course there, we said, and then in terms of timing, it will depend also a lot on how the recovery in Italy will and in the other countries will happen over time. In terms of the pipeline and the business development, compared to what we said, two things. On one side, we have seen that we are very much more resilient on our current customers. So the focus on our top 50 customers is giving results also in terms of business development. So we are growing mostly on our current clients. So we have upselling and cross-selling our current clients. At the same time, we are also seeing signs of new clients which are approaching us just for two reasons, because the crisis is sort of pushing them to think more deeply about the digitization of their process. And then also thanks to this crisis, we have been exposed a lot as the sort of leader in the digital transformation. And this, of course, will take more time to some extent because with new clients in this situation is kind of tougher, but we are very positive when the situation will start improving, more permanently.
Thank you very much.
The next question is from Gabriele Berti with Banca IMI. Please go ahead.
Hi, hello, good morning, everybody. I have just a couple of quick questions. The first one is about net working capital. I would like to understand if you saw any significant delays in payments of receivables from your customers in April or in the first 2 weeks of May. And do you see any bad debt risk in the next few months? The next one is about market in general, market and mix. Could you provide the current market trend in terms of demand for solution services? Are there any market segments of your business that are going particularly well or that are particularly penalized by the current situation? And I would like to understand if the current mix could have some impact on your profitability profile, or is it neutral for you?
Okay, so in terms of net working capital, so the first scenario that we actually designed beginning of March when the crisis happened was partly also based on the fact that we were expecting a delay in payments from our clients. This is not happening, actually. So the good thing of Alchemy is that our clients are all big clients. So we are not exposed to medium or small-sized companies, which, of course, are suffering the most. All our clients are very big clients, and they are paying exactly as they were paying before. So, of course, there is some sort of DSO, but the situation is not worsened. In some cases, we have clients with which we have a very, very good relationship. They are even supporting us in shortening the... I'm talking, for instance, of EasyCop, which, by the way, was a client with which we had some decrease in budget last year, and this year has been confirmed as an important client. At the same time, we are also working with some important suppliers of ours, like Facebook and Google of the case, and also with them we are kind of negotiating better, in this case extending the payment terms. So we don't see a worsening of the situation at the moment, of course. At the same time, we don't see, we don't expect bad debts exactly for the same reason. So the fact that we're exposed to very big clients. In terms of market segments, we see two important, let's say, areas of development. So the first one is internal. So the clients they are coping right now with an important and very relevant, so 100% in some cases, work from remote, and they are aware that this situation, to some extent, will have effect permanently, and so they are asking us support in the digitization of their internal processes, which of course are necessary in order to be able to work from remote. And the other part, which is our core, is instead the digitization of the customer experience with e-commerce. So we are working a lot with clients, in this case also new brand new clients, on setting up their or strengthening their e-commerce and online sales activities. So these are the main areas. And then there is the industry, of course. Luckily enough, in Italy, we are not that much exposed to the tourism or travel, while in Mexico, for instance, yes. So, of course, these industries, at the moment, they have freeze budget. But by the way, probably they will be the ones investing the most starting from next year. So in terms of industry, there are some industries that are benefiting even from this crisis, and they are investing more. But to some extent, we are working across all industries apart the one which are most impacted.
Thank you.
As a reminder, if you wish to register for a question, please press star and one on your telephone. The next question is a follow-up from Gianluca Bertuzzo, Intermonte. Please go ahead.
Hi, just a very last one. I was interested in the trend you're seeing in Mexico and Spain. You mentioned in the press release that you are seeing some short-term troubles in this market. So we should expect a decline, and what kind of decline are you looking for? Thank you.
So what we can say at the moment is that we expect in H1, for which we have very good visibility, so the Q2, will be in Spain and Mexico, especially Mexico, we have an important impact. So in terms of revenues reduction. We don't know yet on a full year basis because it really depends on the recovery, because we are talking of clients with whom we have a very good relationship. So they have freeze the budget and not canceled. And so it really depends on whether especially in Spain and Mexico, the crisis will see a turn in Q3 or Q4 or at the end of the year. So we know that the impact will be for sure in H1. We don't know yet the impact in the full year, but for sure, let's say in Mexico, Spain, results will be not great this year. We expect instead to have a 2020 very strong because all these companies will have to invest heavily once the situation has sort of stabilized.
Okay, thank you.
Gentlemen, there are no more questions registered at this time. Gentlemen, and I give you the floor for the closing remarks.
Okay, so thank you very much for your time. So as Matilde said, you have all the documents posted on our website, and so thank you very much.